Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Good morning. Good morning. God's plan, brothers and sisters in Christ. I'm blessed, better than blessed. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, we need to realize that we are better than blessed, no matter what we face day to day, knowing that we are better than blessed, and we need to count our blessings. One of my blessings that I count, one of my blessings is God's plan, how we come together and read in His Word. That's a blessing, a privilege that God has allowed unto us. Psalms, the third chapter. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's good to see that God has blessed us, that we will gather again. In the name of Jesus, that you would set aside our appointed time that we may come together. We thank Him for this blessing. As we go to God in prayer, Father God in heaven, Father, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we come with thanksgiving upon our hearts. Thank you for your goodness. We're so thankful of your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for how you have been with us down through the years. You have protected us. You've kept us. We tell you thank you. Even last night lying down, we were able to lay down and get a little rest, even in laying down in faith. But we awoke and seen this day that was not promised to us. We hoped and expected, but you, God, have made it a reality. So we tell you thank you, Lord. Consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to receive and understand what you have for us this day. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your love. Thank you, Lord, for your kindness, merited favor that you've shown to us in abundance over and over again. Lord, we say thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you for it all. Amen. Amen. I am blessed, truly blessed. Psalms, the third chapter. This is the Psalm of David when he had fled from Absalom, his son. David was asked, he asked this question, Lord, how are they increasing that trouble me? Anybody ever been troubled before? Have you been troubled before? Have you asked the question of the Lord? How is it seem like problems here, problems there? Seem like problems are on every hand sometimes. And it says, many are they that rise up against me because of, you know, trying to live right. Adversary is angry and he tried to rise up against you. You see, an active believer, the more he is beat off from God, either by the rebukes of providence or the reproach of his enemies, the faster hold will he take and the closer will he cleave to him. Oh, praise the Lord. And this verse says that many they there are by which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. When enemies are around and others are haters, as they call them this day and time, they say there is no help. You feel like you're despair. They allow the devil to use them and to say things out of their mouth. They say many there, they would say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. But thou, O Lord, a shield for me, my glory and the lifter of my head, David says. You got to know that God is the lifter of your head. You got to know the wars rise up against you. Hallelujah. You got to not fear in your heart, but stand on that firm foundation that God is my protector. God is my provider. God is my healer. God holds me up, hallelujah, when I'm weak and weary. He strengthens me. David said in the verse 4, I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. He said, I laid me down and slept and awake, for the Lord sustains me. The Lord will sustain you. Hallelujah. Even will allow you to, in other words, in the midst of your troubles, get some rest. Hallelujah. That you may face another day in the midst of your going through the fiery, hallelujah, in the midst of going through your trials, your tribulation, your turmoil, your heartbreak. He is the lifter of my head. He will hear me when I cry unto him. Though I may be on the run sometime, but I'm crying unto the Lord, and he heard me, and he heard me. I like this. I like this. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. You see, I laid me down and said, I'll wait for the Lord to sustain me. I will not be afraid of 10,000 of people that have set themselves against me round about me. Oh, praise the Lord. I'll rise. Oh, Lord, save me. Oh, my God, for thou hast smitten all my enemies. Listen, David telling me, he's smitten all his enemies upon thy cheekbone. Thou hast broken it of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thou blessing is upon thy people. Hallelujah. David complains to God in the first part from 1 through 3. He was complaining to God, and as we often sometimes complain to God of his enemies and confide in. And but one thing I like about it, we still have our hope, where we will confide in God. Hallelujah. And we can have this testimony that he triumphs over his fears and gives God the glory and take to himself the comfort. See, I like this. And the point and the important thing about praise will let you know that God is victorious. Hallelujah. And he will allow you to be victorious as well. So in advance, you don't need to wait till the battle is over, but you need to get ready and shout now, for victory is on the way. Hallelujah. Victory, hallelujah, coming. Victory, you need to start just instead of complaining so much, but just start right now and tell God, thank him. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. Through it all. I've learned to depend on God. How will you know that God is able if you never try him? How will you know if you never test the waters, if you never had a heart broke and to cry, knowing that God is a mender of the broken heart? How would you know except he allows you to go through something sometime of another? It is a testimony even to yourself, and to help you know that God will, in the midst, even in June 21st, 2023, this day, if the Lord has made, so we shall rejoice and be glad in it. If crying would help, if crying would help, if worry would help, we would have that all together. But the only thing that would help, if I trust and depend upon God, even in the midst of what enemies are trying to do, I shall confide in God, and I will be triumphant over my fears and give God glory. Take himself the comfort. Hallelujah. Know you can be confident in God. Know that you can stand up on his holy word. Salvation, in verse 8, salvation belong unto the Lord, saving us, saving God's people from the very effects of evil. We should give our glory, our thanks, and give it to the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. You should be right there. You should be glad and rejoice. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Good morning. I told you I wouldn't hold you long. Good morning and God bless you. Anybody want to just in advance, no matter what, how it looks, no matter what you're going through, just to tell God, thank him. Oh, even if it's rough right now, I tell you, if you tell him, thank you, before you even see victory, tell him thank you. Oh, hallelujah. See how you are confident and be more confirmed to know that the Lord will make a way somehow. Just want to bless you right here. Just a little bit. Just bless you right here.
Lord, I'm down in this mean old world. I need you. Come on in. I'm down here, Lord, and I'm all by myself. Come on in. You're my friend to the end, and you never let me down. Come on and see, 'cause I'm down.
Colors of the sun, God will free us from bondage to the past and fill us with peace. Oh, I know you're right. Hey, I know you're right. God bless you. Oh, praise the Lord. Trying to make that sweet, short, and clear for you. Sharing a cup of comfort. Sharing a cup of comfort. I hear you. Come on, talk to us, hey, mother. Sharing a cup of comfort. God comforts others as we share how he comforts us. I know you're right about it. God comforts others. See, we need to tell of his goodness. That will comfort somebody. And not all people are hindered and jealous and angry because you get blessed. Some are glad to hear because they know that it is no secret what God can do. What he has done for others, he will do the same for you. If God has lifted someone else up, he'll lift you up as well. If God has made a way for someone else, he has made a way for you as well. So God bless you. learning to love. Love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and know God. Listen, you can't say that you know God if you're just full of hate and all you want is to be miserable. How can you know an all-loving, all-wise, all-understanding, all-forgiving God and you can't forgive nobody, you can't love nobody, you can't have patience with nobody, you can't understand nobody or be glad for when God has blessed somebody? How can you say you need to read this passage? Learning to love. Hallelujah. As we follow the way of love, we'll find ourselves often turning to God, the source of love, and to Jesus, the greater example of love. Only then will we gain a deeper knowledge of what true love is, find the strength to love others like God love us. I know you're right. God bless you. Thank you for that, Aunt Martha. Learning to love, sharing a cup of comfort, also like the papa, like the papaya, the papaya. See, God bless you, like the papaya. God bless you. Thank you. Are you open, Brother G? In case some don't know, we have the part of our service. Hallelujah. Where we can call in and tell God thank you. Where we can call in and say good morning. We can call in and tell somebody of his goodness, of his mercy, and his grace. We can call in and say, I've lived another day. We can call in and say, God have kept me all night long. And I come to tell him, thank you this morning. Hallelujah. I came to give him some praise. God bless you. You want prayer? We here.
That's
hallelujah.
It.
Hallelujah.
Good morning. That's it.
Good morning.
Between T, Rev, and you this morning that left for the benediction. You gotta just tell him thank you. I sometimes ask myself, do man realize just how much we really need to just tell God thank you? I was telling him yesterday, Rev, on the evening service, Brother Dog played a song yesterday that says, everything that happened to me that was good, he said, God did it. And as I was listening to that song, Rev, I started thinking about some things. I said, well, the air that I breathe, God did it. The gravity that holds me down, God did it. The brain that I use to think with, God did it. The heart that pumps the blood, God did it. The lung that receives the air, God did it. The legs that allow me to walk, God did it. Everything that I can imagine in life that was good, God did it. I can't think of nothing bad that God ever done to me. Even when he called me home, it was good to be absent from this body and to be present. So everything that God did, he said, God did it. And then Rev said, you all just come on and just praise God this morning. Just tell God thank you. Sometimes that's all I want to do is just, I want to just wake up some morning and just say, Lord, I just said thank you. Just thank you. Not asking you for nothing this morning. I don't have any special requests this morning, Lord. I don't have any needs. You fulfill so many of my needs. In fact, you fulfill all my needs, and you give me most of my wants every day of my life. You allow me to wake up in the morning and find my family still here, all doing well. Even my two little cats is doing well. And I just want to tell God thank you. I just want to tell God thank you. I left the yard this morning when my coworkers pulled out right in front of me. a few minutes later, he had, now I was in front of him in the line to check out. He pulled around me and got checked out first, and a few minutes later, he involved in an accident. I just want to tell God thank you. It could have been me. Just tell God thank you. We ought to just learn how to just praise God. Praise him and tell him we love him. But he do so much for us. So much. He's so good to me.
Thank you, Lord.
I just want to tell God thank you this morning. Thank you. As always, I want to thank you for giving us Reverend Henry to come in here and feed us in the morning, knowing that there's 1,001 things that he could be doing. We always mention the finding way to take time out. I listened yesterday as the doggone mics didn't want to cooperate, the radio, the blog just didn't want to cooperate, but Rev just wouldn't give up. He said, I'm going to speak a word anyhow. I'm going to speak anyhow. If you hear me, you hear me. If you don't, hopefully you can go back and listen to it later, but I'm going to speak a word, and we just want to tell God thank you for us. Thank you for listening to us. We ask that the Lord continue, as always, to bless you, keep you in perfect peace. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
God bless you.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Sir. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
God bless you. We truly give God all the thanks, the glory, and the honor. Thank him for blessing us to see this day. I'm trying to squeeze it in, but I'm doing this on the run. Praise the Lord. This old job got me. In a way, I got to be quick. But we thank God for what he has done, what he's doing right now, and what he's continued to do. We thank him for his continued blessing, protection, and keeping and covering of us all. We thank God for you. We ask you that you would continue to pray for us as we pray for you, that we all might grow stronger in the Lord, and we will continue to show a dying world that he yet lives. We serve a risen Savior that's in the world today. I know that he is risen, no matter what men may say, no matter what they may say, no matter how they may try to not make it be so, but he lives. Christ Jesus, he lives today. He walks with me. He talks with me along life, never away. He lives. He lives salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. So we thank you. We thank you. We ask you. We ask you to tell somebody today that you love them. Encourage somebody today and tell them that everything will be all right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you're going through, thank God. Hallelujah. If you're on cloud nine, thank him. Hallelujah. Even if you're down deep in the valley, tell him thank you. But down in the valley, though hill may be on both sides, and you're down in the valley. Well, one thing about the valley, there's nourishment in the valley. Hallelujah. There's things you can eat off of in the valley, and you're at the right place that God may bring you to the mountaintop. Hallelujah. So God bless you. God keep you is our continued prayer as we go to God in prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done and been to us, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Even though even in our lesson today, David started off complaining, but he knew how you had been with him before. Even from a young lad, hallelujah. You comfort him, you strengthen him, because of you, he was able to face giants, hallelujah, face bears. Because of you, he was able to stand on a firm foundation, though, hallelujah, in the midst of him, his wrongdoing, but he still had a heart of repentance that he would repent unto thee. Bless us, Lord, that we continue to repent unto thee, continue to be vessels that you would be pleased to use, Father God. Thank you for your love, Lord. Thank you for your mercy, Lord. And thank you for your grace. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we thank you. Thank you for victory, Lord. We claim victory in every situation, Lord. If those that hear my voice, we just claim victory. Someone needs, hallelujah, victory in the body, in the mind, in the soul, in their heart. Someone needs victory in the spiritual life. Somebody needs victory, a breakthrough. We claim it. Hallelujah. Claim victory In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. Thank you for victory, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And we thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Victory. Victory. Hallelujah. Listen. God bless you.
Close to my destiny, extremely close to my victory, 'cause here comes trials and troubles, jealousy and envy. I must be close to what you have for me. I must be close to my overflow, extremely close to my miracle, 'cause here comes confusion, problems, and enemies. I just believe that I must be close to what you have for me. So much is given, so much is required. Be qualified, must go through. But I won't smell like smoke. I'll be better than before. If God is in my life, just to let me know, I'm a miracle. I'm extremely close. Yes, I am.
Anticipating
that I am close to what you have.